across the land. In the heart we take a stand. True blue spirit shining bright. Day and night we win the fight. We are.
Well, good evening, everyone.
I am. It touches me because we must remember who we are and where we come from. And I'm very honoured to come over to the eastern side of Australia from the west, although not coping with the low temperatures, but I probably need a little bit of aerostart to get going here today. But once I get up to running temperature, I'll be fine. But look, my goal is to deliver, not only for West Australians, but to deliver what, not only what I achieved when I was in a parliament, if you may call it that. It was a parliament that is without jurisdiction. There is no question about that. But before I get to that, it's not only for what we've done for Western Australia and wrote the terms of reference to the Royal Commission and proved that the banks had been not acting, treating Australians and their customers to the level that they should be, but is to stand up for all Australians. So once a federal senator, always a federal senator. And I've had to reflect back on my time. I reconstituted reconstituted the High Court, which I knew once I pitched that question in the chamber, and I will refer to it later, that my time there was numbered. That didn't concern me one bit at all, because like any person, once you can see the shot, you take the shot. And I took the shot, and it was a bullseye. And that's where the elephant's been bleeding through the snow, and quietly it's coming to an end. In order to have people understand what we need to do, I don't want to be a politician that just sits up here and talks. As you all know, I'm certainly a dog in the fight. There is no question about that. And I've fought some pretty tough opponents, not only the government, but Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecutions and other politicians. I'm still here, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And, you know, I did say to a journo once, they go, how do you keep coming on? I said, well, I'm like a sealed 20-gallon drum. You can pull me so far down, but I'll pop up eventually. So what we need to do is understand who we are. I look in the audience, and no disrespect for the men, but, you know, it's the women that are really concerned more so about our country. I know the men are, well, I'm one of them, but the women are so strong. And when I go to rallies and whatever, I can tell you there's more women at the rallies than what there are men. And if it wasn't for them, I just don't think I'd have the courage to continue on, because I would think the message would be very difficult to get through if it was just a men's club. Not that I'm biased towards that, but that's a fact. And the women are more concerned because of the future of our children. And that's just the instinct of being a strong mother. But we are the problem. And I tell you why we're the problem. It is because when we rock up to the voting poll to put our power of attorney into any so-called representative that wants to represent you, first of all, you don't want someone representing you. You want someone defending you. Because to represent is to represent. And they represent you as a corporate soul. So how does it work? Well, first of all, they put up the call flutes, and their call flutes are in corporate. So they have pure English for their Christian name. And if you notice, their surnames are all in all caps, meaning we're putting you into a different jurisdiction. That jurisdiction is the Australian government. Our true Commonwealth Parliament is the one that they call Old Parliament House down the hill. And if you were to attend Canberra, you don't see New Parliament House up the hill. And one of the biggest regrets I had was when I spoke at that rally, I did say to the organisers, we need to tell everyone to go back to the Commonwealth, and that is to just walk over the grass and go back to what they call Old Parliament House. But they told me to do that at a later date, and that is one of the biggest regrets that I had, because when I first got into the Parliament, I was inducted as a senator, and I absorbed it like a sponge. And Nicola is holding the Quickengarran down there, and I've got this very important book here, which I'll read out the very first page, which a lot of senators don't even pick this book up. It's just amazing; they just get told what to do. But I had to do a Paul Murray live. And I went down to what they called Old Parliament House, and we sat in there, and I sat in the Senate chamber, and it just this eerie feeling came over me, and I'm just going, you know what, this is our Parliament. I felt at home there. And then when I went up to the other place up the hill, it just was hollow. And it was from that day then I thought, no, we're out of jurisdiction. And given the effects of what needs to then happen is, in order to properly defend your people, and I say that people of Australia, is to take the correct contract. And what happened when I was in the Parliament, and this book says you must and shall take the correct contract to the Commonwealth of Australia Constitution Act, not to the Australian Constitution, because we don't have an Australian Constitution, we have a Commonwealth of Australia Constitution. I mean, when you go and get a bank loan, you don't sign your name as Dick. You've got to put your proper name on there. And that is the right that we... that is for our rights. And when we don't do that and we put in a corporate government, we only have privileges. So that's why it's a privilege to drive on the road. You need a licence, but that licence doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the state because you're in all caps. So but we're not going to go into the depths of that today, but that is the twin jurisdiction. So what do we need to do? Well, first of all, to properly get defending and get remedy, you have to take the correct contract to give you the executive power. So when Len Harris and I became senators, we had to take a contract to the office. So it's the office, so it's the title, Senator Rod Cullerton for Western Australia. There are 12 senators elected out of every state, and there are two out of every territory. That might have changed now, might be one. Is it still two out of every territory? So they hold the office. They either hold the office. 76 jurors, 76 senators sit in the High Court of Parliament. Now, that is higher than the High Court. The Parliament, the Senate, has more power than the House of Lords in London under our law. Unfortunately, there are no one sitting in there other than these two little jokers here that I'm aware of that have taken the contract in order to hold such an office. So we can't even say they're purporting to hold office because they hold no office at all. And that is not a conspiracy theory. That is the law. And jurisdiction is juris, which is law, land, air, water. That is your three jurisdictions. Dicto is language and speech, because that's what frames the law and democracy and for our society to continue on and do our trade and so forth overseas. There has been a departure from the Crown, and while you're outside the Crown, you've had the cage removed from you and you're exposed. The good thing about being an Australian is we were granted a Commonwealth of Australia Constitution Act by the United Kingdom government, and that is the founding deeds to say, and this is no disrespect to First Nation people, that in, from our point, being where we come from, is our title deeds to this great nation. And those title deeds are vested in that law, and I can, you can see it right here. And it doesn't have to be such a complex law. It is, once you read it at the level that Len and I have done it, you get to really understand what the gambit is and what the law is. It's not hard. And again, while we're not under the Commonwealth, we don't have any rights. When we're under Australian government, under a corporation, which is making reference to Queen of Australia, you only have privileges. And that's why, you know, people say to me, oh yes, but in your, sorry, I've got to keep this apolitical today, but in one of our policies we, and no offence, but one of our policies we say, under the Constitution, you don't have to pay tax. And that's true, you don't. And people go, yes, but I pay tax. Oh, do you? And yes, so that's just a nonsense. And I say to them, well, when did you last pay tax? Oh, well, I paid it a fortnight ago, because when I got my wages, I said, well, who'd you pay it to? And they go, well, I didn't pay it. It was taken out of my salary. I said, well, so you're not paying tax. So this is how they've constructed this scheme. It's a counterfeit, and very, very articulate, very, very clever, I must say. And but all they've pretty well much done is reflected something out the side to say, well, okay, that's how the law sees you, because it happened in 1973. Labor wanted to enter into the, why they would go to war for the New World Order, because basically it took the cage away and allowed other entities to come into this country and take your profits, basically, and that's what I was not happy about. So after doing extensive research and with my boys in Canberra and having, you know, good understanding with the librarians, and I treated them with the utmost respect, simply because, you know, I didn't ever think I'd get into the parliament, I guess. It was something I didn't think about on the farm. But I have, and we had four librarians working for us. We ended up uncovering the 1988 Constitutional Report, which the highest apex minds in this country declared that we were basically a de facto republic, and that the title executive power could not be divided, and that the bills that Labor were trying to implement into the parliament were unconstitutional, and you couldn't take away the executive power of the Constitution, because it's a well-balanced document, and obviously it belongs to the people. It doesn't belong to a parliament. They are to serve us. But unfortunately, under this new gambit that they've got, we are subordinate to it until we correct it. So I'm here to, on this campaign, we are going to run again, myself and Nicola is, for Victoria, for the purpose of going back into a jurisdiction to get out of that jurisdiction, so that we can get our Commonwealth up and going. We have essentially abandoned our parliament. I did do a memorandum of understanding with the First Nations people, and was organising to go back and step on Commonwealth Parliament down the hill. And unfortunately, a week before we got there, the front doors were burnt down. So we're on the money. I've been to London. It's amazing how Australian government can't file an appearance in London, yet it's supposed to be under a UK Act. So these are the things that I and my team and Len have done, because we must take a position. And while we have that law behind us, and why the first duty of a duly sworn senator, and I'll say a duly sworn senator, I wasn't duly elected, but I was duly sworn because I took a contract to the Commonwealth of Australia Constitution Act, although the Governor was a Governor-General doing business as a Governor-General, because he's under a corporate title. But for the purpose of that, my contract was to the Crown. My office sat as the Crown, and that's why I will always obey the Crown. That is our protection. So it doesn't matter what the United Kingdom do. It doesn't matter what Prince Charles, the King, might be doing or so forth. It is the law that we've adopted to run this country. And the title, all that must be in the correct wording. It must be, all the patents have to be adhered to. You know, patents are patents, and they're our patents. By my my knowledge, because I sit actually higher than a High Court judge because the people put me there, I spotted the problem that the High Court was not issuing its writs in the name of the Queen and completely, basically got rid of the Chief Justice, French, the Principal Registrar of the High Court, Andrew Phelan. I even got rid of the Law Officer Pirani of the Australian Electoral Commission, and then the citizenship saga, that I triggered all that. I even got rid of the Prime Minister because I wrote the terms in reference to the Royal Commission, and I sat with Pauline Hanson and Malcolm Turnbull, and I said, Malcolm, you hold the executive position as a Prime Minister. You can sever the cord to a Royal Commission. He said, absolutely. And I said, well, the law is quite to the contrary, actually. He said, what do you mean? And I said, well, I've based these terms and reference around the laws of the Royal Commission Act of 1903, I think it is, not two or three. And it says that you have to be the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of Australia, not the Australian government. So all of a sudden, Turnbull said, we're not holding a Royal Commission. He was gone. So the Clerk of the Senate, Rosemary Lang, went, trying to give me an incorrect contract to take. So from there on, we knew that we're on the target, and we just need to take our knowledge forward. I do believe, you know, you come to a lot of shows that want to be apolitical, and that's fine, but if you don't put a player on the footy field through the interchange bench and start kicking goals and having the people watching the game see the scoreboard going up and then taking the premiership and putting that premiership under the crown, well, then really there's... And not going to the polls to vote is not the answer. So what we have to do is put everything back into jurisdiction. And, you know, as controversial as I may have been, I've been the dog in the fight and I've been winning. The Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecution has dropped three attempts to put me in jail for 3 years, dropping all the charges at the 11th hour because they have no prosecutorial power under the Commonwealth. So there's no power. So while we allow the Australian government to run on this little genset, puffing away behind some big concrete pillar, and basically telling all the people that they have the power when the grid is connected to the parliament down the hill, we will always suffer and we will lose our rights in this country. And the law says it very clear. If you sit on your rights, you have no rights. So I'm about, with Len, this goes to property too. I mean, you know, going to digital IDs and all that, that's not substance anymore. It's not even form. It's nothing. It's nothing to touch. It's just a mirage. And it is clear that in 1936, Canberra was known as the Australian Federal Territory. It was the AFT. And then once it got into commerce and all the overseas banks came in, it became the Australian Capital Territory. Capital is commerce, and that's your overseas bank, and we're about wanting to bring back our sovereign bank. So when they say it's the ACT, they're giving you knowledge, it's just an act. And we continue to allow this act to continue. And you will go down the road, and when you leave this place, and you'll have a look at a stop sign, you'll look at a road works ahead, or bridge works ahead, or turn left, pull over, emergency lane, are all in all caps. But when you actually see the big boards going down the highway that actually say, you know, Gibson or Melbourne or whatever, it's spelt in English. So currently everyone thinks we're in the state of Victoria. We are no longer a state in Victoria. Why? Because we only became states under the Constitution at Federation. And if Australia is running under the Australia Act of 1986, and is not running under the Commonwealth of Australia Act of 1900. How may this be the state of Victoria? It is not. And that's why you've had your Premier and all that pretty well much tell you what you have to do, because they're telling your corporate soul, because we have not, we don't have the jurisdiction as a corporation to defend ourselves. So now is the time you come back and we take back what our ANZACs fought for in this country. And that's what I love. I often wonder what went through their minds to put their bodies on the line for us, and we've just sat here and let these bunch of cowboys, and that's all they are in Parliament. They don't even pick up these books. They don't even, they're not even passing legislation under law. They're not even sitting correct. They're making purported referrals. That you know, they're spending money like there's no tomorrow, and we've got homeless people on the street, which deserve the benefits of this country, because we are the beneficiary of the Commonwealth. The Commonwealth is the wealth of the commoner. So I'm asking this as an inaugural touchdown, that you support the petition to go into London. We've got to get 100,000 signatures. We now start supporting the campaign, because Great Australian Party, keeping it apolitical to a point, is your party to come back to the Commonwealth. It is also getting other politicians to realise that they must go out and put their call flutes in English, because there can be no presumption in the existence of power. And the Quicken Garran makes it very clear that it has to be put in English. Law is got to be in English for everyone to understand. So that is my plight. I'm perhaps not going to do it forever. It's had a toll on me, as everyone knows, but I'm strong enough to keep this going, and as long as I get the support of the people, it's now time whether people have a pooey or get off the potty, and I'm not going to force them to go anyway. They have to do it themselves, and both myself, Len, and former Senator Bob Day are prepared to lead the charge to go forward. You've got three senators now. Well, they've ratified the work that have been doing. We've just served a quorento on the clerk of the Senate. Couldn't have pitched that one any better. And, yeah, now it's time. So, look, what I'll do is I just want to, because we'll go to question time, I'm sure, but I just want to go to number three, or number two, actually, and just show you where the trick is being played. And that is where you think your prime ministers are taking a contract, and they're not.
Now, Senator Cullen, it was you who spotted this discrepancy. It was you who spotted the discrepancy in the High Court rules, which the High Court Rules Committee has now acted upon. I might say, since those rules were promulgated in 2004, there have been 16 distinguished Australian jurists sit on the High Court, including two Chief Justices. And I must congratulate you, Senator Cullerton, on being the first person to spot the problem.
The Constitution is still valid, still real. The Queen is... We're basically... I interviewed Professor David Flint last Saturday on my show on TNTRadio.live. He confirmed that the Constitution is real, it is solid. We're effectively a republic with a president in the form of a queen that is appointed by our parliament.
Okay, go to number three, please.
Where the swearing-in ceremony is about to begin.
Mr. Abbott, I invite you to take the oath of office as Prime Minister.
Thank you, Your Excellency. I, Anthony John Abbott, do swear that I will well and truly serve the people of Australia in the office of Prime Minister, and that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, Queen of Australia, so help me God.
Mr. Morrison, I invite you to take and subscribe the oath of office as Prime Minister of Australia.
I, Scott John Morrison, do swear that I will well and truly serve the people of Australia in the office of Prime Minister, and I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, Queen of Australia, So help me God.
Gets better. Maybe I'll cut. Here we go. Listen to this one.
Good morning. I invite you to take and subscribe the oath of office as Prime Minister.
I, Kevin Michael Rudd, do swear that I will well and truly serve the Commonwealth of Australia, her land and her people, in the office of Prime Minister. So help me God.
Mr. Albanese, I invite you to take and subscribe the affirmation of office as Prime Minister of Australia.
I, Anthony Norman Albanese, do solemnly and sincerely affirm and declare that I will well and truly serve the Commonwealth of Australia, her land and her people, in the office of Prime Minister.
Just go to number five, please. Now, I want you to watch this video. It'll give you an understanding of what I'm talking about.
Australia, we are no longer a nation. We have become a corporation. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Rise up, Australia. up, Australia, wake up, stand up, rise up, Australia.